I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Although India claims to have a constitutional commitment to secularism, there's a definite bent against Christians. Dave Stravers of Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India says their church planters are bearing the brunt. Stravers urges prayer for the church planters to stay committed to sharing the hope of Christ. As a result of a good response to the gospel, though, persecution is increasing dramatically. And Bible translation in a Central Asian country is slowing and may even come to a stop, according to Wycliffe Associates. Lately, Bible translators have had to teach all of the classes at their children's school, taking them away from their translation work. For it to resume, the school needs two teachers and an administrator. Pray about investing in the lives of missionary children and furthering the gospel in a country where only 2% of the people are Christians. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University. You can find us on the web at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.